President Obama has nominated former GOP Senator Chuck Hagel to be Secretary of Defense and CIA veteran John Brennan to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Both could face tough questioning during their Senate confirmation hearings. NPR's Craig Windham reports Mr. Obama says the nominations were based on who would do the best job of securing America.
The president says both men have the advantage of experience on the ground, working with rank-and-file troops and intelligence officers.
It'll provide me the kinds of insights that I need in making very difficult decisions, but it'll also mean that these folks are going to be looking out for the people who work for him.
Hagel says he has a deep connection with the nation's military personnel.
These are people who give so much to this nation every day, with such dignity and selflessness.
And Brennan had similar words for those in the intelligence community.
They need and deserve the support of all of their fellow Americans, especially at a time of such tremendous national security challenges.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Federal regulators are hitting 10 mortgage servicing companies with $8.5 billion in penalties for widespread abuses involving mortgages and foreclosures. NPR's John Itzte tells us eligible borrowers will receive compensation ranging from a few $100 up to $125,000.
The penalties include $3.3 billion in direct payments to borrowers and $5.2 billion in other assistance, such as loan modifications and the forgiveness of deficiency judgments. Regulators from the Federal Reserve and the Office of Comptroller of the Currency said the agreement will end the Independent Foreclosure Review Program, which involved case-by-case reviews of mortgage abuses, and replace it with a broad framework allowing eligible borrowers to get compensation more quickly. Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo are among the 10 companies being penalized for abuses such as mishandling paperwork and skipping steps in the foreclosure process. John Itzte, NPR News, Washington.
James.